God sent one savior into the world. He did not send a savior for the white man and a savior for the black man and a savior for the other colors in between. He sent one savior, and all people have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. It's only by the Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved. And so, that was it. A simple way. Profound. That's God's way. And there is a, imagine with me now. There's an old man, bedridden, because he have cancer, he have pneumonia, he have all kind of complaint. And he is ready to die. And one of those same old serpent climb up into his bed, in his couch, in his tent, and bit him. And then he could scarcely turn his head, but he turned, and he looked, and way there was a serpent, and he gazed upon it. You know what about that man? If God have to cure his cancer and cure his all kind of illness, including AIDS, whatever he might have, that person is going to live. Because the word of God said, if you look, if you are bitten and you look, you will live. But there's a young man who came up, which is the biggest university around here, Harvard, Yale, which is it? Medical. he's just out of university. And he's coming into the camp, and he saw the people in all their confusion and some gazing at the serpent. And he said, what is going on here? And one lady says, son, the serpent is among us, and it bit us. And if we look on that serpent of brass, we say we live. And he laughed at the idea. How can a piece of brass up there help me if I have venom in my body? How can it extract the poison? And he reasoned it out and said, it is not logical. I can't accept that. And while he's there and disputing the logics of it, one of them serpent bit him. And he's reaching to his pocket, he get out his knife, and he lanced the place. Brother Hannah, you'll know how to tell them to do it. And he get onto it, and he squeeze, and he use all his medication that he knows that to apply to such a thing. And you know what happened to him? He dead. He died. With all that he was using, he died. Because there is one simple remedy, and that is to look to the serpent of brass. And the Lord Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And he was lifted up at Calvary's cross. There they hoist him. There was two other crosses and the Lord Jesus in the middle. And God poured out his wrath upon him. God judged him in our stead. He took our punishment and he suffered, bleed, and he died there and was buried. But the third day he rose again. He got up back from the grave, you know. And he took off his grave clothes and he folded them and he put them down and he walked out of the tomb. And they saw him and they eat and drink with him after his resurrection. As a matter of fact, when he entered the room and they were all assembled there, and he said, do you have anything here to eat? And they gave him a piece of wild fish and a piece of honeycomb, and he took it and he ate it before them. It was really Jesus. When they told Thomas said, me, I will not believe it. I will have to see him first, put my hand in his side, put my finger in the prints of the nail before I believe it. 8 days after that, the Lord Jesus came when they were gathered. The door was bolted and the Lord stood in mid and said, Thomas, here is my hand. Reach there your hand and here is my side. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. The Lord Jesus said, because you have seen me, you believe. Blessed are they who have not seen me and yet believe. Today you have that privilege to be tremendously blessed, that you have not seen the Lord, but you believe the report. You believed that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and he ascended, and he's coming back again. He's coming back again. The angel, or the two men in white apparel, testify of that. Because you remember, brethren, how he led them out to the Mount of Olives. And while he was blessing them, he was parted from them. He was taken up. And they watch him gradually, you know, not just vanish out of their sight. They watch him going up until the cloud receive him out of their sight. Jesus has ascended. He was delivered for our offenses. But he lives again. He's risen again for our justification. You can be justified from all things from which you can never be justified by the works of the law or any good deeds that you might done. It is not a works, lest any man should boast. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must see yourself as a sinner and confess yourself such that I'm a sinner. I am good for nothing. But it is not after the manner of we human beings to think like that. We think of other people as good for nothing. But me, I am good. I am nice. And so on. That's the way we like to think. And if we ever think of coming to the Lord when my conscience is arose and I think of coming to the Lord and I think that, okay, I have to stop doing this and stop do that. Fix up myself so I might present myself acceptable to him. Oh no. You come to the Lord Jesus in all your sins, with all your hang-ups, with all your problems, and he will clean up your life, give you a new life, give you, write down your name in his book, the book of life, and you will never be the same again. You can go on living for him from henceforth. You need to take Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. And he will bless your life tremendously. He will take away all your sins and make you a brand new person. So the Lord Jesus says that God so loved the world. No angel, no Old Testament prophet or patriarchs, a man of God ever brings such a message. It takes the Son of God who dwells in the Father's bosom to tell us of the love of God. God so loved the world. Listen, it cannot be explained. It's beyond the human mind to explain how God loved we, the unlovable. We who are hostile towards him. God love us in spite of who we are. And he want to make you a member of his family. He want to bring you into blessing. So he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him. I believe this is easier than even looking. In the Old Testament as we were looking here, he said you need to look. But here it is to believe. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It is plain and simple and easy as that.